You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
See them painting over their trim in white semi-gloss. I see white ceilings more than ever. And then paint colors on the wall, but not such vibrant paint colors. Again, lots of gray, lots of brown grays, taupes, browns, and grays. And if we're lucky, we'll get a little bit of navy blue.
Right.
So what else do you see trending now for fall?
The plaids, again, are big. So we talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even the in fashion, both Coach and Michael Kors
okay.
are showing plaids
oh,
in some of their handbags,
I
which I thought
plaids.
Was very interesting.
I think plaids are kind of rich, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And I think they're typically thought of as masculine, but I see a lot of women, very chic women with plaids, plaid bags, plaid whatever. I just think they look like money. They look rich to me, don't you think?
The plaids have their roots in the Scottish culture.
Right, right.
And they were originally called tartans.
Tartans, right.
And then the British probably... long before the Americans, because they were a country before we are, they started to use the plaids in fabrics.
Right.
And they really were originally used, though, for clothing that they wore over the Scottish word over their left shoulder.
Right.
So not all plaids are tartans.
Right.
But all tartans are plaids.
Right, so that's where the origin of it
yeah,
came in.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, plaid, again, has to be used sparingly. I think there's nothing better than a plaid accent wall or an inlay for maybe a kid's bedroom with some wainscoting. But I think that it's just a nice accompaniment. It's something that's rich and it's a great backdrop. For me, Patty, we've known each other for a long time. I always like the wall coverings to be beautiful, but also to... not overtake the room. To me, mm-hmm. that's very important, that there's a sense of a balance in a room.
Exactly.
So I tend to go for the textures, although I really want to do with you next, I want to do something with something that looks like bark or natural element. I want to go, you know, a little bit more to some of the new things that we see.
The natural elements. The natural elements, bringing it inside.
Do you have any papers now that are actually beyond, they're not, there are bark or they are some of those materials?
Oh, I have. We bring a product in from Spain.
Okay.
It actually comes from the real cork tree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they actually take the cork off in layers.
Mm-hmm.
And for that tree, the tree will regenerate the cork,
the
but
cork.
It takes 10 to 15 years for it to do that.
Wow.
So that cork is made into not only wall covering, we have it real cork in fabrics,
right.
and they use it in flooring as well.
Interesting.
So that's a very natural element. And I believe there are some companies out there that use real bark, you know, to produce some very specialized wall coverings.
Exactly.
Cork is one of the big ones, which is a natural.
I always see it maybe in a men's den or just a great sort of masculine, and you could pair it with such wonderful things when mm-hmm. you have something like that in the space. What about leather or leather looks for wall covering?
Leather looks have been popular, and they still are popular. Some animal hides are very big. Like you were talking about the animal prints.
Oh, yes.
And we just recently had one of our featured designers, Carl Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
He took the idea of the elephant hide.
Right.
Just the plain.
Right.
And made it. So it's a very nice texture.
Right.
And you feel texture on the wall covering.
Right. And is it in the traditional skin, the sort of a brown
yes.
gray color?
It's a brown gray. And then he also did it sort of in a cream color.
Okay.
Because, again, people who are afraid of color might not necessarily be afraid to put a texture on the wall that has a little bit of color to
Someone's getting to our people out there, our listeners, and they're saying, oh, don't do any color, being a paint wall. And when people come to me and they say, I want to paint my walls, you know, decorators white, I'm like, that's a trim color. What's wrong with you?
Right.
It's very hard, but someone's telling them out there, make the colors, you know, neutral. But you know what? The problem with that is when you make your colors too neutral, They don't photograph well. You need contrast.
Yes.
That's why I always talk people into crisp white trim, because even if you do then a pale color, it shows. Contrast is what shows, and there's depth in that. But, you know, you do all your – and it's people have sort of got the message. For years I've been preaching white trim, and I had a fight in years past. But now people are very on the money with white trim. It makes the house look newer and clean. It's easy to take care of. When you have semi-gloss, easy to, you know, to clean.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to wall colors, I'm afraid that we're gonna lose the battle for a short period of time. Because I like color on the walls.
I do, too. I love color on the wall.
I think, you know, it sets the pace. You've been to my studio here in Flemington for some of the parties and the little weird things that we do. But I had one accent wall in a big 2,500 square foot store, and I had one accent wall to bring in the design that we brought in within Rugs to Riches in Flemington. And people were talking about, I should do orange, I should do this. And I said, no, I am going to do a, and this is before blue really hit. And I said, I'm going to do a rich navy blue. And you know why? Because there's so many things you can pair it with. There are so many things you can pair. We were talking about when we were on commercial, you showed me a room that was blue with that apple green. Isn't that the best combination?
Oh,
I love
it. Beautiful. The apple green and the blues.
And blue and orange, you know how much I love blue and orange.
Yes, and here.
See, it's in the fabric,
it's in the
right?
fabric.
Blue
exactly.
and orange are awesome. I love blue and orange together. Blue, orange, and camel with a little bit of like nail heads and so on, and some sisal. I mean, you just have that's just like fantastic. You have a look there.
And that's the other thing that people are using on their walls. Grass cloth
right.
and textures,
texture.
The linens
right.
are so big. We just brought out a real silk book.
I love that.
Real silk, which we import. But it's paper-backed, and it's meant for the walls.
So what would be a good room for a silk paper? Dining room?
Dining room.
Nowhere where there'd be moisture, I would imagine, right?
No moisture.
Right.
No, even
maybe
though
master bedroom?
Master bedroom on the focal wall. It gets used a lot.
Right.
This particular product gets used in executive offices. You could use it in a den.
Mm.
I wouldn't use it if I had small children.
No.
Unless you were going to use it above the chair rail in the dining room.
Sounds like it's just a little bit of glamour. So I could see it like on a headboard wall with a beautiful upholstered headboard as the backdrop. That would be awfully beautiful.
Yeah,
luxurious.
It's just the colors are so vivid because the silk yarns take the ink so well.
You have to guide me to that book because I really want to see that. I'm doing a master bedroom now up in South Orange, and I'd love to throw some of that in there.
It's just absolutely stunning, the colors.
Believe it or not, as always, we have much more to talk about, but we're out of time.
Oh.
Any last tips for our listeners for fall, what they should be looking for?
I just say don't be afraid of color. And if you want to redo a room and you maybe don't have the budget for it, you know, just go out and pick a color that you really like in your toss pillows, buy a new vase, just bring some different colors into the room and make it a little more exciting for winter.
I agree. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your shows are always on the highest ratings when I have you here, so I appreciate your time and coming with us. And for my listeners who'd like to get more of me, the few of you that do want to do that, I will be back at 2 o'clock with Design Dilemmas, and we have a ton of stuff to go over today, a bunch of new questions for fall. I have some callers that are going to be on the line. They're going to ask live questions today. So join me again at 2 o'clock here, Eastern Standard Time, and we'll see you then. Thank you, and see you at 2 o'clock. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Las Vegas Strip was rocked with a 500-gallon propane tank explosion in the area. David Johnson says he witnessed what happened.
It sounded like someone dropped a huge pallet of some material or something, so I look over to my right out my window, and I see a huge fireball.
The blast happened at a hot air balloon rental company as a pilot was refilling the tank. Twisted metal and debris were thrown everywhere, and fire crews rushed to put out the blaze. The pilot was injured in the explosion, suffering minor burns.